For all the soccer fans still grieving the World Cup exit for the American men, we have a new national team to cheer on. The first ever USA Blind Soccer National Team recently held tryouts in Chula Vista, California. International matches kick off next year, and players will represent Team USA at the Paralympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. How's it all work? Mike Damron of KPBS was at the tryouts, and the first voice you're going to hear in this story is soccer winger Cody Kirchner.
I have athletes throughout my family, and I was never able to really partake when I was a kid or participate because I was blind. And so when I discovered blind sports, I fell in love. And I fell in love the moment I stepped onto a soccer pitch. There are four field players on each team. The ball has rattles in the lining of it. And you are required to say the word voy if you are attacking the ball. I think it's either Spanish or Portuguese for I am coming.
Keep going. Turn right. Good. Drive.
Communication is vital to blind soccer. It's the only way we could really be out here and play a game without it ending up in just everyone being injured.
The ball is probably 2-3 times heavier than a regular size 5 soccer ball. It's a little smaller. And, you know, the beads inside of it, you know, trying to kick the ball, it definitely, it's different. Yep.
Soccer is a sport that we all know, right, and love. So the blind athletes are excited to kind of get out here and try something new. It's also a lot more of a physical sport within the blind sport world. So they have to work on a lot of different skills, from communication to orientation, their ball skills. It's a little bit more physical, but I think that's what makes the game so exciting and great.
If the defender wins it, I just want you to dribble straight past that line and we will communicate with you. I want to see what you do after. So if the defender wins it, right, we are countering to that line. Defenders and attackers, you're going to stay in your line for a given amount of time.
To be able to be out here on a 40 by 20 meter field, running as fast as I can, as hard as I can, fighting for a ball, taking shots, it opened up so many dreams. To represent my nation, my country, to put on a jersey with USA behind on the back of it is just incredible. And then to think of all the blind people who are sitting at home right now thinking they can't do this, they can't do something as simple as crossing a street, and I'm out here trying to represent them, trying to spread this message that yes, you can do those things, and if you do them well enough, you can one day put on this jersey too.
That is Cody Kirchner. He's trying out for the new USA Blind Soccer National Team. We also heard from goalkeeper Brant Heron and Katie Smith, the head coach. Mike Damron of KPBS produced this story. If you want to see video of the tryouts, it's at our website, hereandnow.org.